Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette. Just speaking, how may I help you?
Yes, I just got off the phone with one of your representatives to inform me that in my email I was supposed to have gotten a voucher, and she gave me two names that you might, your company might send it under, Consumer Direct Savings, and the other name was Buy Top Consumer Deals.
Mm-hmm.
There was no such messages ever came through to my email. Not even in junk mail or spam or garbage. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am. We do not send the emails out here. What's your zip code so I can pull the account up to see what I'm speaking on?
60430.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm getting a misunderstanding on this. 604.
30.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Linda Umstead.
So, Ms. Umstead, you got the pulse oximeter, and your account has been canceled. And what are you asking now? Because it has been canceled. So, what are you? The 125.
Excuse me. I had requested my refund because this was canceled a long time ago, and your company kept withdrawing from my account. So I filed a complaint with the bank, and they're investigating, okay, because it's fraudulent charges.
No, ma'am. It's perfectly fine if your bank called to verify that, ma'am. They'll find that it was valid charges. However, what I need to do here, I guess I'm misunderstanding that you wanted it canceled, and it has been canceled. So
it
how
was canceled over 3 months ago. But your company kept withdrawing $49.97 out of my account. But here's the problem. Your representative offered a 30% refund on the last charge, plus they sent me another one of those whatever call it meters, because that other one that I received was a piece of garbage, didn't even work. And then they said that I have a three-month voucher that was going to be emailed.
Yes, ma'am, you would have, but now that the account is canceled, you don't have that service now. That was part of you keeping the membership. Yes, you could, you would have had that.
No, dear heart, no. What it was given to me instead of the three-month refund. They said that the three-month voucher would be emailed to me. Well, I waited since I talked to that person January 12th,
mm-hmm.
and nothing has been sent, nothing. And the lady I just talked to prior to you
mm-hmm.
gave me names that it would be sent under, Consumer
mm-hmm.
Direct Savings or Buy Top Consumer Deals, and
mm-hmm.
bogus. They're bogus. There is nothing.
Okay, ma'am. So let me recap on this. Let me understand this. First of all, you wanted the account canceled and it has been. Secondly, we do not send the emails out here, okay? I have a site for you as well to email the support team of the oximeter people. But we're the call center. We're the third-party call center here. I don't send out any emails here. I have the information for you to contact people, and that's what you're telling me now, that you were given that information. Oh, you was given something to look for it for. Now, it doesn't come from here, so I can't speak on when they send it out. I can give you a support number to where the pulse oximeter come in from, because that was sent out to you.
I want to talk to the people who are withdrawing funds from my bank account illegally. Who's withdrawing the $49.97 from my bank account? Who is it?
Okay. Ma'am, when you initially did this account, let's go back here a minute, okay? You agreed to, what it shows me here, that you agreed to pay shipping and handling for the oximeter, for the amount of, what was it, 690, I think it was 695 in your case for the shipping and handling for that. So when that happens, it automatically enrolls you into a Gadget Club Savings membership. If
well,
you,
guess
if
what? That's a fraudulent offer of some kind. Yes, it is, because I did not sign up for that. I did not give permission for that. I did not want that. I didn't even know that I was going to be subjected to something like that on the low. That was it, because I didn't even know that.
I had
no idea.
Allow me to try to help you, ma'am, okay? So what happens then, once you agree to the shipping and handling under the terms and conditions, before you put your credit card in, it states to you that you will be enrolled into a membership if you do not cancel within 48 hours. Now, the terms and conditions would not be accepted. I mean, your credit card would not be accepted unless you accepted the terms and conditions, okay? So this is why I say when you have the bank to call, it's going to be a valid charge based on the fact that in the terms and conditions, when they're read, you have to accept those before you put your card number. It won't even take your card number unless you've accepted the terms and conditions. And
you
within
that is a fraudulent move on your part of your company.
Ma'am, we service
yes,
hundreds.
Because it was only supposed to be a charge for shipping for that stupid little gadget that was worth a piece of crap, because it doesn't even work. It does not work.
Okay, we have
so
hundreds.
How do I get my money back even on that?
We have hundreds
now,
of products.
$49.97 was being charged for something I didn't even know. And it's fraudulent, because I did not agree to that.
I understand, ma'am.
I agreed to pay for the shipping of that little stupid gadget, but that was it. And now I want to return it because it sucks. It does not work.
Okay, ma'am. It's no need to return it. The oximeter is yours to keep. There's no return policy on that whatsoever, okay? So that's yours. Now, you agreed to pay the $7.95 for the shipping and handling in exchange for that. Also, I'll repeat again, in your terms and conditions, it states to you before you put your credit card information in there that that's what's going to happen. It's going to automatically enroll you into a membership.
I'd like to know how tiny the type was, and was it in a little teeny box that was in the left corner or upper corner so nobody could see it? Because I did not see that anywhere.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that, ma'am. And I think what she was able to do was to get that canceled out for you. Of the numerous customers that we have that is members of this Gadget Club, it worked perfectly fine for it. And then as far as them calling and renewing their membership, it does work perfectly okay. If it was a scam, they wouldn't have sent you the oximeter to your house, number one. And number two,
they had my money already. They already took it out of my account.
No, ma'am. Listen to me.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. $49.97 for 3 months in a row. And I didn't even know it until later on when the bank called me and said, is this a legitimate charge? And I said, no, I don't even know who the hell those people are.
And what happens, what happens when the bank calls here, ma'am, they'll realize that they'll get the understanding, because we have the IP address that it was done from you and done from your card, that it was a valid charge. Now, whether you didn't get, I apologize for you not understanding the terms and conditions. I do apologize, and that's why the other agent offered you 35% off that charge based on the fact
30%.
That you...
That wasn't even 35. It should have been the whole amount.
Yes, ma'am. But how may I help you this evening, though? Because the agent has taken care of what you're requesting. I mean, I can listen.
No, they have not. No, they have not.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
that guy who lied to me, along with I don't know how many other representatives that does this, had told me that look for my in my email, they were going to send me 3 months of a voucher that would come up to $375 and that I could use.
Yes, ma'am. How that states is on each month you're charged, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at the Gadgets Club. For the online web store.
I was charged $49.97 for the last 3 months. That was going to be part of my refund. He says, I'll make sure you get your voucher. Look for the email. It's for $375. It's for 3 months, for those 3 months that we charged you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about the miscommunication on that. We were only able to refund, refund the last charge that you did, as well as canceling the account going forward.
But the phone number of the people, apparently you're just a gopher that just handles the phone calls, right? That's all you do.
I'm the third-party call center, ma'am. And I think they gave you...
I want another level to talk to somebody who has some authority.
So the phone numbers to the oximeter, which I think they had given you that already. So here's the customer.
No, it's not the oximeter. It's the company who's doing it. The oximeter, what, is just a distributor who's trying to get this piece of garbage out on the market. They're not going to give me my refund for you people taking $49.97 out of my account for a membership. Who is the people handling the membership?
So your account number, when you agreed to the terms, ma'am, agreed to that happening is what I think you was missing that part on.
You can, no, I heard you, and it's a bunch of bull, okay? I'm telling you, and I don't accept what you're telling me. Yeah, that's your excuse, but that is a lie because I did not agree to that. So what I'm saying, I want to know who the people are that are taking the money out of my account.
So the people are the ones that when you did the oximeter, when you did it still goes back to the terms and agreements, ma'am. I know you don't want to hear that, but it goes back to that. You authorized that when you checked off that you accepted the terms and agreements, you authorized that. No one else did. When you put your card number in, you gave them that permission to say, okay,
What is the name of the company? Are you hiding it? What is the name of the company that's withdrawing my funds? Stealing my money. What's the name of the company?
Ma'am, hold on.
The name of your superior, please. Who has authority, not you.
No,
somebody,
ma'am.
Who has authority.
Yes, ma'am. Let me transfer you to a supervisor, please.
Thank you.
Hold, please, while I notate the account.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on. Ma'am, I'm still notating the account. Please hold.
I'm holding.